Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Balanced Low Scary Snyder Show. That's right, it is Tuesday, December the 13th, and Christmas is right around the corner, guys. You have all your shopping done. Did you buy me the same thing you bought me last year? I could really use some batteries for that thing. I'm just saying. I'll tell you what, though, we got a lot of conversation today about the presidential politics coming up. We're going to talk to Mr. Lynch from in Iowa. Cedar Rapids is going to talk to us about this upcoming Iowa caucus. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente, coming up at 5:30 Eastern. Mr. John Brodigan, what's bugging John? Well, we're going to sure as heck find out. And then coming up at 6 o'clock, hour number two of the show, we're going to air hour number two as heard on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. My name's Tom Marquis. Welcome to the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. We'll be right back. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
the RMHC Scholars, African American Future Achievers, Crossair, and Asia Scholarships will be awarded $5,000 in scholarships. Applications are due January 27, 2012. Additional information is available at rmhc.org. That's rmhc.org.
This is Ann Kramer for Financial Advisors Royce and Luke Mitchell of Edward Jones, bringing the daily financial market report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 66.45 to close at 11,954.94. The NASDAQ Composite Index was down 32.99 to close at 2,579.27. Looking at issues of local interest, Ford Motor Company closed at 10.48, down 37 cents. Eli Lilly closed at 39.65, up 66 cents. WellPoint closed at 64.64, down 75 cents. Walmart closed at 57.60, down 49 cents. Vectren closed at 28.51, up 10 cents. Lowe's closed at 24.18, down 51 cents. AT&T closed at 29.04, up 3 cents. And Citigroup closed at 26.90, down 32 cents. This has been Ann Kramer for Financial Advisors, Royce and Luke Mitchell of Edward Jones, member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention and long-term financial advice at 1119 Northwestern Avenue in Marion. Daily commentaries also occur on our website at www.edwardjones.com. Have a great evening.
This is Michelle Caruso Cabrera from CNBC's Power Lunch, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Empty in the valley of your heart, the sun it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no fruit for you to eat.
All right, final hour of the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome. I am the aforementioned Gary Snyder. Before we get to Tom Marquis and the Balance Radio Network and our guest, most of you know about my dilemma when I was trying to find carpet for my home. I did what everybody else did, went to the big home improvement box stores, but I found something was missing. That's right, service. You know what I'm talking about here if you've done this. Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering have all the top brands of carpeting at the best prices, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Baylow, Shaw. They also had that special something that was missing from all those big and home improvement box stores. Great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens, and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion, Lehman Floor Covering, we'll have what you need, when you need it, with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They wouldn't have been in business for over 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. Call Todd right now and get that free estimate, 356-7226. Again, 260-356-7226. You can visit them on the web at LehmanFloorCovering.com or just head on into their newly expanded store at 1940 Etna Avenue, just up the road in Huntington. If you can't remember any of that, all you really need to remember, GarySnyderShow.com. Don't forget to vote on our online poll. Who plays the class warfare card better? Republicans, Democrats, or both? Now, we are joined by Tom Marquis in the Balance Radio Network. Tom, say hi.
Good afternoon. It is good to be here with you guys, streaming across the United States on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente.
El Presidente.
El Presidente. I'm a self-proclaimed dictator of the Balance Radio Network and the Balance show on Saturday.
I do consider myself a self-appointed dictator of the world.
Well,
not many people listen, but hey.
I tell you who's not a dictator, that's for sure. Mr. James Lynch, joining us from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. From the Gazette Source Media News Group, going to talk to us a little bit about the Iowa caucus that's coming up, and obviously a newfound favorite out there, I would think, Mr. Newt Gingrich. James, are you with us, sir?
I'm with you. Hi.
So glad that you could take some time out of your very busy schedule and your very busy time of the year to talk with us. So let's just
jump right into it.
Let's just jump right into it, and I'm sure Gary's got some questions for you, too. Myself, I'm a big Newt fan. I like him. I think it's time that America gets back to the conservatism of Reagan. I know that he's not Ronald Reagan. I know he has his flaws, like many people do. But at the moment, I think he's the best choice for the Republican Party. That's just my personal preference. But what are your thoughts about Newt, Mitt, and anybody else that might show up there in Iowa?
Well, they're all showing up here in Iowa, I guess, and with greater frequency now as we, you know, we're within 20 days of the caucus. So they're all busy crisscrossing the state. And certainly Gingrich, you know, the polls have shown that he's soared to the top here and nationally. Hawkeye poll, which came out yesterday, which is done by the University of Iowa, showed him leading the field of 30%, Romney at 20%, and Ron Paul back at 11%. The interesting things about that poll was that it was done over a week's time, and they said that Gingrich's numbers were actually starting to come down. So it's not clear how far or how fast he'll fade before the caucus, and people will be watching that very closely.
Well, James, welcome to the Gary Snyder Show. We appreciate you joining
us, Gary,
today. When you take a look at Newt Gingrich, we've had a lot of flavors of the month, if you will. First, Michelle Bachmann, she won the Iowa straw poll. Rick Perry had his day in the sun. Herman Cain, we know what happened to him. Now it's Newt Gingrich. I did see some poll numbers, did not see where it came from, but a poll that just came out today that had Newt at 21, Ron Paul at 20, and Newt, or excuse me, Mitt following in the mid-teens. Could we see an upset of someone like Ron Paul in the Iowa caucuses?
Well, I think it's possible, and the thing about Ron Paul is that his supporters are very enthusiastic and very loyal. I don't think there's any question that they're going to show up at the caucus on January 3rd. You know, he's drawing more people to his events than some of the multi-candidate events are drawing. He had 1,200 people at the University of Iowa. He had 700 at the University of Northern Iowa the other day. And just that sort of the town hall meetings in, you know, county seat-sized towns, drawing over 100 people, which those are large crowds for, you know, county seat town of, say, 5,000 people. That's a large crowd.
And we're talking to James Lynch of the Cedar Rapids. Is it the Cedar Rapids Gazette? Is that the official title of your news source? Okay, I want to make sure I got it right there.
Yep.
And obviously right in the heart and thick of everything right now. And a lot of people look at Iowa and Iowa and New Hampshire both as big indicators on the presidential race. How big of an indicator do you think that this year, this Iowa, this candidate will be in the long-term race against Obama?
Well, I think indicator is the key word. I don't know, you know, the Iowa caucuses don't always pick the winner of the nomination, or certainly the winner of the election, but they tend to winnow the field. They weed out some people. You know, every 4 years we see a candidate or two, you know, the day after the caucuses, you know, reality sets in and they drop out of the race. You know, but it will, you know, admit that they're considering that, or that that's a likelihood, because they're going to be the upset winner of the caucuses. But I think what does this year, there typically we say there are three tickets out of Iowa. First place, you know, the winner obviously is in you know, and position to go on to New Hampshire and South Carolina. But second and third place, too. If somebody doesn't finish in the top three, I think it, you know, it's a clear indicator that they're probably not going anywhere. That said, this year, the way candidates have surged and faded and surged and faded, it's a little risky to make that even that prediction that, you know, if you finish in fourth or fifth place, that, you know, that there's no future for your campaign. But certainly, you know, to come out of Iowa finishing first or second looks and sounds a whole lot better than saying, yeah, I was in fourth place.
Well, when we take a look at Newt Gingrich, he's kind of risen to the top basically on his performances in the debate. But, you know, I played a clip earlier on my show with Chris Matthews and, you know, basically are the Republicans selling their souls to the devil? And we see a lot of that from a lot of the establishment Republican and establishment Republican media, Charles Krauthammer, Bill Kristol. And the list goes on and on. Obviously, not as with as much vitriol as you know, Chris Matthews. But is there a real possibility that Newt Gingrich could be the nominee? And if he is, how much Republican support does he actually get?
Well, what I've seen here is that Republicans really like his ideas, big ideas, his sort of mindset that government can do big things, can do, with, but do them well, efficiently, you know, and not at the highest cost. You know, I mean, he takes a very Republican approach to those sorts of things. Early on in the caucus campaign, people were saying, I like his ideas, but I just don't see him as the nominee. I don't see him as president. That's changed somewhat. Obviously, more people see him as the nominee, see him as being presidential. But I think there is sort of a hurdle he has to get over, that a lot of people see him as sort of the ideas man, someone who's a little bit caustic, and someone who likes the debate more than governing. So I think he's got to convince Republicans, as well as the electorate at large, that he really is interested in being president and not just sort of president of a debate club.
Now, James, one thing about Iowa, I think anyway, is it represents a good cross-section of America itself. I mean, you got a lot of farming, you got a lot of commerce out there in Iowa, a lot of flat land. No. But one thing that I think that it does represent is it represents a good section, cross-section, if you will, of what America is really, really feeling. And obviously, Iowa is conservative by nature, but at the same time, so is the Republican Party. Now, I like Newt, and I'm willing to say that, hey, you know, he's made his mistakes. He's been upfront, he's been honest, and he's admitted them. I'm willing to forgive him. Do you think that other people in the Republican Party are willing to forgive his flaws? You talk about cheating on his wife. We'll talk about that. You know, the Fannie Freddie type situation, things that might come into a snag. But then a lot of people like Mitt Romney, because he's kind of more the middle of the road, think that he's more of a competitor for Obama. So I guess what my thought is, do you think people in Iowa would look at a Romney-Newt ticket as, hey, that's the perfect combination?
Well, it's a good parlor game, you know, trying to pair up the folks as far as vice presidential and you know, the running mate, who makes the best running mate. You know, the one problem I see with Romney-Gingrich ticket is, you know, who's in charge. They just strike me as two guys who probably don't get along all that well, you know, if they're in close proximity. But, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, look at a, you know, ticket as a way of, you know, you put those differences aside and would look at Romney as, yeah, as you described him, a little bit more middle of the road, maybe a little more attractive to independent voters, and Gingrich as somebody who, you know, appeals to those ideas people who like his work, who like his combativeness, you know. So, yeah, I mean, practical standpoint, it might make sense, a Romney Gingrich or Gingrich Romney ticket, from a standpoint of whether they could survive each other. I'm not sure. they may require chaperones to make sure they don't harm each other.
Well, James, the last question before we let you run here and get on to better things like covering the president, Joe Powell, politics in Iowa. But while Tom mentions, Iowa tend to be a crossroads of America, what they do represent, though, in the Republican electorate, along with South Carolina, two of the first three contests in this primary season, is that Iowa and South Carolina tend to be more socially conservative. How big is it of a surprise is it that it's Newt Gingrich that tends to be, bringing in this very socially conservative and religious crowd?
It is a bit of a surprise, and it remains a question mark as to whether or not the folks who come to the caucuses who tend to be disproportionately social conservatives, religious conservatives, whether they're going to, forgive, as you said, whether they forgive his transgressions. And some of that also applies to Mitt Romney because of his, flip-flops on issues like same-sex marriage and abortion, whether or not those social conservatives can overlook that and support either one of those guys as the nominee. And I don't think we're going to get an answer to that question probably until caucus night. But it would be a bit of a surprise if people, just said, yeah, he's been married and divorced, and now married for a third time, but we can overlook that.
Hey, he did sign the infidelity pledge or clause the other day.
He did, so it's in writing. Callista can hold him to it now.
Hey, James, real quick before we let you go, I just followed you on Twitter. Boy, if I could get a follow back, that'd be great. But Twitter, Facebook, websites, all that stuff, you want to give them to us?
Sure. There's a couple websites. TheGazette.com is our main website, and then we have another website that's really devoted just to the caucuses, and that's simply IowaCaucus.com. And otherwise, my Twitter handle is SMG_Lynch.
I did lie. One last question. How cool is it that all these presidential candidates come into your state every 4 years and you get to cover this?
Oh, it's very cool. I mean, if you enjoy politics at all, it's a big deal. And there is, you run across people at these events who are coming just because it's a chance to see these candidates, some of who are known and some who really are unknowns, but there are people who come and just to see them, get an autograph, perhaps get their picture taken with them, who are just there having fun mixing with the Newt Gingriches, the Mitt Romneys, the Barack Obamas, or whoever. Yeah, it's cool. There's no doubt about that.
Hey, James, thanks a lot, and don't be a stranger.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Right, you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
With the price of gas, Jim.
All right, James Lynch from the Cedar Rapids Gazette talking to us about that infamous and famous, not infamous, but famous, caucus out there in Iowa, getting geared up for the presidential Iowa caucus. Talking to us a little bit about Newt Gingrich and maybe some surprises out there. What are your thoughts on the upcoming Iowa caucus, on the upcoming GOP presidential bid? Who's going to be the next president of the United States? Let's hope it's not Obama. 917-889-8516 is the digit. Coming up next here in about 5 minutes or so is Mr. John Brodigan. We'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad you could be with us. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, G Balance.
You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Talk. Always love to get the reporters that are actually out in the field covering these candidates, especially when they hit places like Iowa. Because the presidential primary season, which starts with the Iowa caucuses on January 3rd, as he said, right around the corner. Tom, I cannot wait.
Oh, I'm excited about it. I really like to watch. I'm a big buff and studier of politics, and especially the GOP politics. I love to watch key pivotal things like the South Carolina primary, the Iowa caucus, New Hampshire. I love that. I love the conventions. It just gives me goosebumps. It's very, very exciting. No matter who the candidate is and no matter who ends up being the winner, it's extremely exciting.
You know, and the question I ask him, it's very interesting, almost in a satirical, I guess, sense, that Iowa, that the Republican electorate there tends to be very socially conservative, tends to be very, you know, I would call them the evangelical right, and South Carolina, how they have gravitated to someone like Newt Gingrich.
You know, and I think, really, honestly, it goes back to just exactly the same thing that we saw with George W. Bush and why Obama was able to rise so far so fast. Anything but George W. Bush. And that was the campaign that Obama ran on. Hey, I am not George Bush. I am not George Bush. Now is the time for change. I think now everybody realized what a big lie that was. And now it's like anybody but Obama. Mitt Romney, you remind us too much of Obama. You're too much in the middle of the road. And we just think that it's just going to create more problems at the end. I think everybody can now look back at the Republican Party the way it is now and the way it is with Ronald Reagan. Yes, Newt has his faults. We know about those. You know, and the thing about it is he's been upfront and honest with it. Even though we laugh a little bit about the agreement that he signed, I think that shows a lot on his part that he's willing to show that, hey, I take ownership of this. Let it go away.
Hey, Tom, I wasn't laughing in a good way. And I think when you take a look at Newt's, let's just say, marital indiscretions, you know, that's not what bugs me about Newt. It's his policies and the fact that, you know, he was against Freddie and Fannie before he got paid to be for it. He was against individual mandates until he was paid to be for it. You know, and then he decides to run for president. Then he's against it again. My guess is you're going to see a long litany of issues that go beyond just the yeah, he was divorced two times. He's a philanderer. He's a scumbag as a person. But hey, let's have him run our country.
Well, you know, we're going to run into that. And we're going to run into that whether, you know, here's the thing. The Obama camp is going to, is loving this right now. And I think it was Abby that talked about it yesterday, or I did hear somebody in the last couple of days talk about this very same thing. Obama loves the fact that the GOP are tearing each other apart. Okay? When we get the nomination, we'll all grow back together. We'll all come behind whoever candidate that is.
I would not hold my breath on that. I really wouldn't, Tom. You have people like myself, my wife, that I'm not voting. I will not vote for Newt Gingrich, period. I am not a party person. I've never claimed to be. And there is nothing that says I will vote for Newt Gingrich. All right, quick break. When we come back, hopefully God is not hating me today and John Brodigan can join us. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
And, you know, what are your thoughts? Maybe you're like Gary. You know, Gary's got to go to a break and so do we. But maybe that is your thoughts. Maybe you think, okay, I'm not going to waste my vote on somebody that I don't want to be in power. Hey, that's great about being an American. One of the things I'd look at, guys, is quite seriously this. If you don't vote for a Republican, even though you don't vote, you're voting for Obama. Is that what you want? Are you okay with President Obama being president for another 4 years? Are you okay with the nation headed down the track that it's been on? Are you okay with that? Apparently Gary is. Apparently his wife is. And that's okay. I mean, really, that's okay. But at the same token, by not voting, what that does is just cast one more vote for the opponent. We have to unite. Yes, maybe you have to vote for the worser of the two. Vote for an independent. Okay, I get it. There might be an independent that merges yet that we don't know who that is. Vote for them. But don't just not vote. So those are my thoughts. 317, nope, 917. Got to get back in that national time frame. 917-889-8516. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Be right back with Gary Snyder and 1400 WBAT in Marion. We're going to continue this conversation. That is, if God today does not hate the Gary Snyder Show and Mr. John Brodigan. We'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Network. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente of the aforementioned. So glad that you could join us. We're going to be joining the Gary Snyder Show live, 1400 WBAT and Marion, momentarily as we continue our discussion about Newt and, well, you know, whatever's on your mind. We just got off the phone with James Lynch of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and talking with us about the Iowa caucus. We'll be right back, right here on the Balanced Radio Network with 1400 WBAG and Marion with the Gary Snyder Show.
Clubs I'm never getting, it's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet. Bus full of old guitars, my star on Hollywood Boulevard, somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with James Lynch from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, right in the middle of the political universe as everyone descends on Iowa. Oh, all right. We're also joined by Tom Marquis. Tom, say hi.
Howdy!
Nothing from John Brodigan yet. He had mentioned that it looked like it could rain, so he told me, God may hate you today.
Hey, Gary, John is on now. I do believe he's on. Brodigan, are you with us?
I am with you. It wasn't a matter of God making it rain. It was a matter of God making my boss hand me work 5 minutes before I'm about to leave.
Doesn't he know that
you're going to take
this
job and shove it?
Yes, because, you know, as they say, God does work in mysterious ways. Sometimes to show how much he hates Gary Snyder, he makes it rain, and not in the good way, in the literally making it rain way. Sometimes he just makes traffic because he hates you, and sometimes he, after not giving me anything to do during the day, he dumps work at my desk 5 minutes before I'm about to leave. So,
you know, and I got a little bit of trouble with that over the weekend, because apparently there are people that don't listen to this show for some odd reason. And I saw that someone had put up a headline that said, Monmouth students steal Jesus. And I kind of replied to that link saying, great, I'll probably get blamed since he already hates me.
Yeah, and people went a little, I believe the centered way of saying it is ape-s.
You know, lighten up a little bit. Hey, we all celebrate the baby Jesus' birth.
Ooh,
not all of us, unless you're Jewish. Which,
you know,
by the way,
I'm
waiting for Hanukkah, just so I can play the Hanukkah song.
Nah, screw Hanukkah. You know what happened today? According to Forbes magazine, we finally won the war on Christmas.
I did not know there was a war.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you watch Fox News, we've been waging a war against the liberals and the ACLU and, like, you know, the Occupy Wall Street people, because they want to declare a war on Christmas and make it happy holidays. But according to an article in Forbes.com today, apparently retailers are going back to calling it Christmas, because they see that they can make more money doing so. So not only did we win the war on Christmas, we won it with capitalism. We're number one.
You suck.
Take that with your Kwanzaa.
What the hell is Kwanzaa?
You know,
hey, I'll buy the Hanukkah. You know, that's, you know, they've got a song after named after Hanukkah. So, you know, I assume that's real. But I've seen no song, no Christmas special, no Kwanzaa special, anything like that that tells me that that's even real.
You know, with the exception of the fact of I went to college in, like, the mid-90s at the height of ridiculous political correctness and multiculturalism and all this other nonsense, I have never met anyone who celebrates Kwanzaa.
You know, I will take Festivus over Kwanzaa.
I've met people who celebrate Festivus.
I love Festivus. Happy Festivus Day. That is the best episode of Seinfeld ever.
For the rest of us. No feats of strength, though. I will not participate in any feats of strength.
You know what correct me about Seinfeld? The beginning episodes were terrible. The ending episodes, it became a parody of itself. But that run in the middle was genius.
I would have to agree with you. That is probably... that and MASH have to go down as two of my favorite sitcoms of all time.
Well, see, but the difference for me is MASH I love. I mean, obviously, you know, I think I was in third grade for the last episode. So once I started watching it, MASH I loved from, like, the first episode to the last episode.
You know, we've had Mike Farrell, BJ Honeycutt, on the show before.
Nice.
Along with another a 70s sitcom icon, Todd Bridges from Different Strokes.
I knew about Todd Bridges. I didn't know about Mike Farrell. I've actually been thinking about reaching out to Wayne Rogers because I know he does hits on Fox News. So I think he's one of us, or at the very least, he likes making money.
Well, trust me when I say Mike Farrell is not one of us.
No, he is definitely not one of us. He is the
antithesis. He was in MASH and he was awesome in MASH. And he was awesome to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with Colonel Potter just dying.
Oh, wait, he was on recently.
About a year ago.
Okay. You know what I found really disappointing about, you know when something happens and you want to find, like, the one specific YouTube clip, you can't find it anywhere? What I wanted to post when Harry Morgan passed away, the last episode of MASH, as they're getting ready to leave, and Hawkeye and BJ wanted to give the colonel a very special gift. And the gift was they saluted him. I was dying to find that clip on YouTube, the post when he passed away, but I couldn't find it.
Which you could not find it anywhere on YouTube? That is amazing because you can literally find anything on YouTube.
You know, every so often there's that one specific clip. I mean, I also can't find anywhere on the internet the clip of Ed Koch from the Muppets Take Manhattan.
One thing that I do hate about YouTube, and I fell prey to this a couple weeks ago, that I would pull up Christmas songs to play on the show, and there would be the picture of, you know, the claymations with Rudolph or whatever, and I would click on them. And it was not Burl Ives singing at all.
Yeah,
I don't know
who
in the hell was singing Silver and Bells, but they done pissed me off.
I've made the mistake of uploading clips for the show that, let's just say I should have listened to them first.
I know one day I started to play a song on here, and my wife starts frantically texting me going, hey, there's an F-bomb in every other word once you get past this point. So I was reaching real quick to make sure everything was turned down and we were dropping no more F-bombs than we had to on the show. All right, John, is anything bugging you this week? Or since Tuesday, anyway?
Not yet. Apparently, Donald Trump is canceling his debate because after everyone except for Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum said no, he decided that he wants to keep his options open in case he decides to run for president, which while anyone with half a brain knows he's never going to run, unfortunately most of the mainstream media don't even have that half of a brain, so they're going to keep on giving him all the attention he's looking for.
It's pretty bad when crazy Michelle Bachmann turns you down.
Here's the thing, though. It's not a matter of who's crazy or who's not. I mean, they all stuck their finger in the air and made a decision from there. I mean, Newt Gingrich stuck his finger in the air. Mitt Romney stuck his finger in the air. You know, Rick Santorum stuck his finger in the air. Just they stuck their finger in the air at different times.
I'm betting Newt stuck it up someone's rear.
You know, Gary, you said something right before break that just really it kind of like when you were talking about Newt and I was talking about how the party will unite, and you said, I will not even vote.
Well, my God, boy, even if you don't even vote, don't you realize that if you don't vote, that all you're doing is adding a vote to Obama? Even if, why don't just
no,
vote
I'm not
Paul
giving a
them?
Vote to Newt. I am not. That doesn't give my vote to Obama. It means that I am going to protest. I will not vote for Newt Gingrich. One thing that you have learned and that everybody should have learned right now, that I am not a party hack. I am not here to be the voice or the sounding box for any political party. If I see something I like, I'll say so, whether Democrat or Republican. If I see a candidate I like, Democrat or Republican, I will say so. I do not like Newt, period. I don't like what he stands for. I don't like what his policies are or what they were until he was paid. I think he is a very, I don't even know where to go. I just will not pull that lever for Newt.
Well, it's probably been a long time since you have voted because they don't use levers anymore. Well, maybe in Huntington. Maybe.
Actually, New York only lost all levers last year.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Metaphorically speaking, okay?
No, but here's the funny thing, though. Up until the 2000 election, even before I could vote, I would still go to the voting booth with my parents, and they would have the lever machine so the kids can pretend to act like they're grown up and vote. Up until the Florida elections, I just assumed everyone else had the exact same voting machines I did. It was simple. You went
what the hell is a hanging chad? Hey,
yeah.
Guys, quick break. When we come back, we'll have more fun with Newt right here on the Gary Snyder Show.
You know, I love it. And we got to take a break as well, too, guys. But I love it when people jump on these bandwagons and say, no, Newt, no, Newt. You know, I'm not a big super in love fan guy with Newt either. But what I will tell you one thing, if it comes down to me uniting with the GOP party and voting for Newt, then yes, that's what I'll do. But I like Newt because he's not Mitt. And right now, neither one of them is Obama. And like I said a while ago, just exactly how Obama got elected is, hey, guys, I'm not George W. Bush. It's not going to take a lot for a candidate to get elected president of the United States by just simply saying, hey, I'm not Obama. Look at what Obama's done. But you've got Mitt, who's just smack dab in the middle of the road. Don't want to piss anybody off. You know, and that's how people are. I don't want to piss anybody off. Here's the thing. Newt, conservative. He takes us back to those days. Yes, he has his flaws. I totally agree with that, and I get that. But at the same time, we know about him. I mean, he takes us back to a day where America was really small government. Let's get back to small government. And I know we're going to bring up that whole Fannie Mae argument with Newt. And, you know, yeah, I understand that's a legitimate argument, which we can probably get into with Gary. But thank God he's only got two listeners, me and John Brodigan. We'll be right back.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com. Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish,
always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
On the Gary Snyder Show, going out in style, I guess. Joined, of course, by co-host Tom Marquis. Tom, say hi.
Good afternoon. So good to have you here with us, Gary, or for me to be there, one of the two.
And also, live from New York, it's John Prodigan.
It is, in fact.
All right. John, what else is bugging you? Anything? Give me something.
Nothing yet. I get the feeling the Ron Paul cultists are going to start bugging me soon.
You know, and here's what I, you know, I'm almost ready to jump on that bandwagon, almost. And I have a good friend that was a founder of one of the local tea parties who said he's probably this close to jumping on the Ron Paul bandwagon, especially if Newt tends to keep trending the way it is.
Well, you know, Ron, and it's funny that you mentioned a cult-type following. I like Ron Paul. I like some of his theories. But, you know, we were at the mall doing some Christmas shopping over the weekend, and there was a band of bandits, we'll call them, about four people standing along this busy, busy stretch of Indianapolis where thousands of cars go by as they go into Castleton Square Mall, holding big flags, wearing bandana and biker uniforms, with a great big banner, two people holding up this banner like you would at a football game that said Ron Paul for Prez, and then just Prez dot, and then Ron Paul for Prez. Now, if that's any indication of the type of voters that he's getting, I don't know if I'd want my loyal followers, my band of bandits, standing alongside the road with a banner that says Ron Paul for Prez.
And to be honest, Tom, do I want, if I'm Newt Gingrich, do I want the type of voters that he's getting? Because when you take a look at Ron Paul voters and you take a look at Newt Gingrich voters, you look at Newt Gingrich's history, you got to imagine what those voters look like.
Okay, no, wait a second. Newt Gingrich has history of actually lowering taxes, actually reforming welfare, actually creating jobs, and actually cutting government. Ron
and also sponsoring over 400 bills with Nancy Pelosi, also being for an individual mandate, also taking money and lobbying for Fannie and Freddie, and the list goes on and on.
Right. And all candidates have good things and bad things. The problem with Ron Paul is that he has no experience doing anything but giving speeches. He's an older, wrinklier Obama, and his supporters are just as clueless.
What executive experience does Newt Gingrich have?
He ran
the House. What executive experience does Newt Gingrich have?
He He's ran the House. He's run private businesses since then, since leaving the House.
He's ran his own private business, where it basically consisted of going around the country, gathering $60,000 from speeches, getting money from the healthcare industry to support an individual mandate, getting money from Freddie and Fannie to promote the Fair Housing Act, which partially contributed to the housing bubble. And it goes on and on. I think when you look at his baggage versus what he does and executive experience, I'm not buying it.
And heaven forbid Ron Paul ever gets a nomination and the media starts looking for his baggage, like his newsletters.
I'm in the Ron Paul camp. All I know is I'm not in the Newt camp.
Okay. I'm in the Newt camp.
Gary, do you think that it was the policymakers of America's fault for 9/11?
Do I?
Yeah.
No.
Do you? Okay. Because Ron Paul does.
And again, I am not wearing the carrying that Ron Paul banner. If I probably had to do anything right now, I'd be looking at probably either Newt or at Mitt or maybe even John Huntsman.
Now, I like Huntsman. I'll give you that, Gary. That's a good one. I do like him. He's good, too.
But that's actually an interesting point because at the end of this election, between Huntsman's and campaign and the Kane campaign, someone needs to really take a look at who their consultants were, make sure that they never work again, and start looking about, what it takes to hire, a competent campaign staff. I mean, whoever thought it would be a smart idea, all right, you already have the Republican base who's a little bit leery of you because you're Obama's former ambassador. So you hire a consultant who hates conservatives and wishes the base would go away and tells you that it's more important to appeal to MSNBC and Vanity Fair than it is National Review, even though, if we're being honest, he has the most conservative governing record than anyone else in the race.
Right, and, when you take a look at Huntsman, I'm not saying everything is perfect, but when you look at the background of executive experience and supporting conservative causes before you ran for office, while in office, and after, Newt Gingrich is not that guy.
John Huntsman was a twice-elected governor in the most conservative state and had other conservative icons,
I got about 30 seconds.
Okay, Jason Chavez and the guy who beat Bill Bennett running his campaign. He should have actually come out and said, "Listen, I'm the actual conservative as opposed to look at me, NBC News loves me." And you can find me at
I would agree with you there. Well, hey guys, we'll continue this conversation on Thursday. John, real quick, where can people find you?
For today, they can find me at twitter.com/Brodigan.
Your turn, Tom.
You can find us right here on the Balance Radio Network. We're going to be airing hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show, as heard today on 1400 WBAT, www.thebalanceonline.com, Facebook, The Balance, and Twitter, T Balance.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. I want to thank all of our guests today, Pete Seat, Brian Howie, James Lynch, and, of course, Brodigan. We'll just use Brodigan from here on out. I think that'd be good. You can go to GarySnyderShow.com, vote in our poll. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
All right, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Markowitz, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us today on a Tuesday, coming up hour number two, as heard on the 1400 WBAT in Marion. We'll be right back with more of The Balance / Gary Snyder Show.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located in 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Here on the Gary Snyder Show. Been a very interesting show so far today. If you want to chime in on anything we've talked about, you can do that at 765-662-1400. We will take some phone calls here this half hour. 765-662-1400. Our first guest today, Lisa Borders from the group No Labels, trying to take the extremes on the left and right out of politics. Good luck with that. Can that even be done? Can you take the extremes on the left, the very liberal, on the right, and I'll probably offend some people here, but some of the Tea Party crowd, not all of it, but some of it, and some of the, evangelical right wing of the Republican Party, can you get and limit their influence in politics to where we actually get something done? If you want to chime in on that, 765-662-1400. All right, this hour of the Gary Snyder Show, which is me, by the way, the aforementioned, sponsored by Carbonite. Now, over the next couple of weeks, my guess is you're going to be taking hundreds of pictures to go with the thousands already on your computer that have been sitting there probably for years. You're going to have all kinds of music on your computer, documents, videos, you name it. Your life is on your computer. What would happen if you woke up tomorrow and everything was gone? Poof. Gone. You'd probably be heartbroken, wouldn't you? That's why you need to back up your computers. Period. Because bad things happen to files and computers all the time. Hard drives crash. Laptops get lost or stolen. Viruses damage and destroy. And kids, if you have kids and a computer, that's like mixing oil and water, my friends. If you have valuable files you can't replace, the only real way to protect them is to back them up. And Carbonite is the best way for you to do that, period. Carbonite takes the worry out of backup by securely, safely, and automatically backing up your files to one of their state-of-the-art data centers, where they become your Carbonite personal cloud. What the hell does that mean, Gary, you ask? Well, let me tell you, since you did ask. That means when your computer is destroyed, stolen, whatever the case may be, and you lose all your information on that computer, that means a couple of mouse clicks, just a couple. Trust me, I've used this. Just a couple of mouse clicks and everything is restored to the point of your last backup. Everything, all your pictures, music, videos, files, documents, all of it restored. Now, I can hear you asking right now, well, how do I get such a great product, Gary? Well, here, I am here to tell you. Thanks for asking. First of all, you need to go to GarySnyderShow.com. Scroll down a little. They're everywhere. You'll see the Carbonite banner ads. Click on one. Takes you to the Carbonite website, a special page just for listeners of the Gary Snyder Show because we have a deal for you. That's right. You click on it, go to Carbonite, you sign up. You get to try it before you buy it, test drive it if you will, 2 free weeks, free. And you don't even have to give them a credit card. After that, if you decide to keep it, which you will, just keep in the back of your mind, everything on your computer gone. It's going to cost you less than $5 a month. Skip a day at Starbucks once a month. That'll pay for it. Less than $5 a month. $59 a year gets you the peace of mind of knowing everything on your computer is safely, securely, and automatically backed up to a state-of-the-art data center. Again, go to GarySnyderShow.com. You're going to click on the Carbonite banner ads. They're everywhere. It takes you to a special page on the Carbonite website specifically for Gary Snyder Show listeners. Sign up today. You get 2 free weeks. No credit card required. 2 free weeks. No credit card required. If you decide to keep it after that 2 weeks, again, which you will, less than $5 a month, less than $59 a year for the peace of mind of knowing all your files, memories, music, you name it, it's backed up. All right, while you're at GarySnyderShow.com, there is quite a bit for you to do there. You'll be seeing some changes to the website here in the next couple of weeks as we kind of tinker with it a little bit. Should I even use tinker? I think I just lost man points there. As we mess around with it to get a little more user-friendly, as if it weren't enough user-friendly already. All right, now our guest today, we've already talked with Lisa Borders. She is the co-founder of No Labels as they kick off their big program today to try to bring civility back to government. I just don't see that happening. I really don't. If you want to chime in on that, we're taking phone calls right now, 765-662-1400. Can we bring bipartisanship and civility back to government? Or do you even want it back? Do you like this gridlock? That's a question I'd like to know. All right, while you are at GarySnyderShow.com, you can do several things. First, our poll. We'll probably keep this up through tonight, maybe even tomorrow. Who plays the class warfare card better? Right now, with over 200 votes in the last 24 hours, I have Democrats leading the way with 44%. 44% of you say Democrats play the race card better than anyone else. I can buy that argument under certain circumstances. 39% of you say, no, it's the Republicans. Hey, I can see that argument too. I think both of you, and you can check out my article on GarySnyderShow.com, The Politics of Class Warfare, which, by the way, are making me a lot of enemies on both sides of the aisle. The farther right or left you go, the madder you are at me. The texts were coming in. Idiot, moron, you name it. Now, our poll question, who plays the class warfare card better? Coming in at 17%, which I think is probably reflective of the way most people think, although not reflective in our poll. We have 17% of you saying it. So that's where we stand. Quick break. When we come back, we'll talk. We'll play a little clip from Chris Matthews, As Much As It Pains Me, and it does. No thrill up my leg here. Take your phone call, 765-662-1400. Is Newt the right guy? Do you support Newt? You're going to look past all the baggage and meanness and everything else that goes along with Newt Gingrich just so you can beat Barack Obama, or at least have a chance to? I'm saying you're not doing it with Newt.
From now until New Year's Eve, you can see one of the largest displays of Christmas lights in the Midwest. The Christmas City Walkway of Lights in Marion has over 2.5 million lights, over 100 displays, plus a gift shop and holiday cafe. Start your winter wonderland journey at the Girl Scout Cabin to view spectacular animated scenes from 6 till 10 p.m. nightly through December 31st, all for a one-time admission of only $5. And festive events are happening all month long, like the Gingerbread House Contest at the Garden House, where you can vote for your favorite. Family night, storytelling, including one special visit from the Grinch, a coloring book giveaway, fire truck rides departing from Riverview School, hay rides from the 1812 Monument, making s'mores in the gardens, with kits available for purchase in the gift shop. And, of course, Santa will make an appearance at the Christmas City Walkway of Lights. For dates, times, and more information, call 662-9931. 662-9931. 662-9931.
It's time now for an Ed Breen moment. Thoughts and views of veteran journalist Ed Breen.
Some nostalgic moments last week as we marched on past the 70th anniversary of the day when the world changed forever. That was, of course, December the 7th, 1941, the day that, as FDR told us, or rather told our parents and grandparents, will live in infamy. Indeed it has. Somehow that day and date, that Sunday in December of a time that seems a thousand years away from our world, was more infamous than any other, more so than November 22, 1963, or that January day in 1986 when the Challenger spacecraft blew up as it was trying to free itself from Earth's restraints. Even more so, perhaps, than the Pearl Harbor of our own time, which, of course, was September 11, 2001. 9/11. For all of its trauma and treachery and loss of life, the events of 9/11 truly changed our world far, far less than December 7th of 1941 changed the lives of our parents and the world into which we were born. But we digress. The point here is a footnote to last week in the 70th year of remembrance. The Pearl Harbor Survivors Association, a club with very specific and exclusive rules for membership, announced that it is going out of business. The association was open only to those who were there that morning in 41. Aboard ship in Pearl Harbor or at Hickam Field or Schofield Barracks or on Ford Island, anyone who was in what the military likes to call the theater of operations. And there were about 60,000 men and women who were eligible. It wasn't until 1958 when those young warriors of World War II became middle-aged and just a bit nostalgic that the club was formed. The first post-war gathering of what would become the association was on December the 7th of 1954 at the Del Camino Room in Gardena, California, where several survivors of the attack gathered to remember their fallen friends. That day, those in attendance swore that they would make the commemoration an annual event, and so they did. 4 years later, the 11 survivors who were present at the 1954 meeting were proclaimed the founding fathers of the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association. The next year, 300 joined in the commemoration held at, of all places, the Disneyland Hotel in Anaheim, California. Over 1,000 survivors attended the convention held at the Lafayette Hotel in Long Beach in 1962. But now, with the passing of years and dwindling ranks, the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association did what it knew it must finally do. Last week, it voted to disband, to go out of business. We knew the best thing would be to gracefully go out, said George Bennett, the organization's secretary. There's nobody in line to take our jobs. The inevitable has arrived. The current estimate is that about 2,000 survivors remain with us. But there's a footnote to the footnote. A new club. The Sons and Daughters of Pearl Harbor Survivors, a new 4,000-member group, is scheduled to hold its first national convention in December of next year in San Diego.
Ed Breen is a Grant County journalist with more than 35 years in the news gathering business. His opinions do not necessarily reflect those of Hoosier AM and FM. Equal time will be presented to those with opposing views.
Hello?
Hello, Mom. Mom, turn the TV down.
Hold on, I gotta turn the TV down.
How's Grandma? I don't know. I can't get past hello.
Well, maybe it's time your loved ones say hello to the new CapTel Caption phone. The CapTel Caption phone from Relay Indiana allows you to speak into the phone and have your words appear on a bright, easy-to-read screen. Go to RelayIndiana.com to learn more. That's RelayIndiana.com. Getting past hello has never been easier.
Hello, world. It's your man, Mike here. Welcome to the Super Bowl Village, where it's nothing but 10 days of football partying, two concerts. Stages, national, local, and regional acts, zip lines for crazy people like myself. We got warming zones all up and down the street. Get out here to the Super Bowl Village and have fun, fun, fun!
See you downtown Indianapolis on Georgia Street, January 27th through February 5th. Entry is free. Check Indianapolis Super Bowl.
This is the Gary Snyder Show, and I am Andrew Breitbart, sort of the king of all media.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Schaefer's Indiana Turf, they're up in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your snow removal needs this winter, including the top-of-the-line Ariens snow throw snow blowers. They also wanted me to remind you, they still have Gravely Hustler and Indiana's own Dixie Chopper mowers still in stock and priced to move. They also have all the winter accessories for those just awesome Dixie Chopper mowers made right here in Indiana. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that's a really long time. If you're actually doing the math, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Here's what you do. Give them a call, 260-489-3391. You can also visit them at their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road in Fort Wayne. Or just visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. And remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. Can't remember that, just go to GarySnyderShow.com. I want to thank everybody that is going. I am just, the website is being overwhelmed with people visiting the site, voting in our polls, leaving feedback. Love it. May not agree with you, but hey, it's debate. Our poll question, who plays the class warfare card better, Democrats, Republicans, or both? Now, if you have paid any attention, I am not a Newt Gingrich fan. Cannot stand the guy. If he is the Republican nominee, I probably will not vote. That's how much I despise him. But as much as I say that, it pains me. And we played a little bit of this during our interview with Pete Seat and talk about who the Republican nominee is going to be. Caller, what do you have to say? Guess he didn't want to talk. All right. Now, we played a little bit of this from Hardball and Chris Matthews just a few minutes ago. I think it nails it, and I'm conservative / libertarian here. Tell me what you think. And you want to chime in, 765-662-1400.
With this, the Republican Party's about to seal a Faustian deal with the devil. Every observer from left to farthest right knows what's going on here. The Republicans, led by the angriest among them, are about to give away their partisan souls for one all-consuming political purpose, the destruction of Barack Obama. They're about to begin the nomination for president of a figure who represents the Mephistopheles of what they preach. He is nasty, brutal, ready to fight and kill politically, a man of no discernible commitments or values, who has nothing to offer but a sharp-as-hell intellect and a wicked rapier of words. For the right price, and a presidential nomination is his, Newt is ready to jump on a dime and hit any opponent where he shows weakness. Why are they on the verge of enlisting in the army of Newt? Because he voices in cold, nasty, deadly tones the words of their contempt. Because he's an opportunist ready to seek any route to his opponent's heart and thereby kill it. He's a political killer, a gun for hire. But he offers a prize so precious he cannot be resisted. This. This is the Faustian deal at hand. Newt Gingrich has promised the vision on which they are on the right have set their hearts. The few minutes of national television in which the president and his wife stand before them in defeat. That's why they're offering up their partisan souls, why they're ready to bow down before this false god of hatred. They will give their souls to Newt. Their compact with the devil to get what they most want, pain on their enemy. They want it more than yet another tax cut, more than another wild, unwarranted war, more than love or freedom or joy. They want the president's head and have cut a deal with Mephistopheles to get it. What they're doing isn't good. They know it as well as we know it. Deep down, it is wrong to run someone who is so different from what you value. They know it's wrong, and they're doing it still. They're willing to give up all the values and hopes and claims to goodness they've ever professed. They're willing to strike this deal with the devil because they want to hurt Obama, because the most enticing prospect of this entire campaign is the chance to bring down this president. And in the prospect and act of doing so, they imagine how damn good it will feel.
There you have it. Chris Matthews saying what I think a lot of Republicans feel. If you listen to what Charles Krauthammer has to say, Bill Kristol, Britt Hume, and a lot of the rank-and-file Republicans, both in Congress and the Senate, I think they're probably trying to say the same thing, just not as shrill as our good friend Chris Matthews. Do you agree with him or not? Are we selling our soul to the devil to have Newt Gingrich as the Republican nominee, knowing that he may not win, but at least he will at least bloody the president up? If you want to chime in on this, 765-662-1400. If I'm wrong, call in and try to convince me I'm wrong. I doubt that you will, because as I have said, I give what I say a lot of thought, and very rarely do I come out on the wrong side of anything. And if Newt Gingrich is the best we can do as Republicans or conservatives or even libertarians, and boy, we have some deep troubles. I will not cast a vote for Newt Gingrich. Will not do it, plain and simple. 765-662-1400. Caller, am I right or wrong?
Hello?
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 Who am I talking with?
This is Tom.
Is this Tom Marquis?
Your co-host. What's up, brother? You've lost my... I guess I'm lost in the conversation somewhere.
Hey, let me take our bottom of the hour break. We were running over here with my anti-Newt rant, and we'll get back to you and talk some more politics and sports. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
It was recently announced that Walgreens is no longer accepting many insurance providers' plans for prescriptions. Included in that list are TRICARE, military retirees, Anthem for city employees, and other employment plans. Don't worry, all those plans are still accepted at MediCap Pharmacy by Urban Harvey.
So don't dismay. Your insurance plan for prescriptions is still good at Medi-Cap. 715 South Baldwin Avenue in Marion. Call Urban Harvey at 664-6100 for more information. That's 664-6100.
Silver Town, the future you can hold.
Hurry in for Silvertown's Magic of Christmas sale now through December 15th. Take 30% off all 14-karat gold, including chains, bracelets, earrings, and pendants. Save 30% on seasonal Christmas items in the gift department. Enjoy savings of 10% off 2011 14-piece silver-proof sets. Plus, take $1 off engraving. Extended shopping hours December 12th through the 16th till 6 p.m., December 19th through the 23rd till 6 p.m., and Saturday, December 17th till 5 p.m. Open until 2 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Silvertown, on Union City Pike across from Winchester High School. Or check out more in-store specials online at silvertown.com.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-917-1208 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-917-1208. That's 800-917-1208. Again, 800-917-1208. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Every day, there are thousands of news types out there spouting off just to hear themselves talk. Or should I call them news hypes? Avoid the talk show drama queen by listening to Good Morning Grand County and The Gary Schneider Show weekdays on WBAT. Our focus is others, the people we interview, and you, with your highly valued opinion. The Gary Schneider Show, 3 to 6 p.m. and Good Morning Grand County, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 1400 WBAT. We keep you informed.
Bringing local news to Van Buren, Matthews, and all of Grant County, we are 1400 WBAT.
From the WBAT newsroom, I'm Layla Price. Liberty Elementary School will close at the end of the school year. The Madison Grant School Board last night voted to close the rural elementary despite pleas from parents and community members. Superintendent John Trout says despite all their efforts, they were left no choice but to close Liberty. Trout said the school will operate as normal through the last day without changes.
Absolutely not. No. We will continue doing school at Liberty like we've always done school at Liberty, clear up to the last day of school. We're going to honor those kids. We're going to honor those teachers. We're going to honor that community. We're going to take it right up to the last day of school, and that's our job.
Trout says Madison Grant will save more than $744,000 by closing Liberty. There will be a reduction in force of 6 positions due to the closure. Trout says he hopes that they'll be able to call back most, if not all, of those teachers prior to the start of the next school year. More than 1,700 students will receive diplomas this Saturday at Indiana Wesleyan University during 2 graduation ceremonies. 920 students will receive diplomas in the 10 a.m. ceremony at the IWU Chapel Auditorium. Another 840 students will receive their degrees in a second ceremony at 2 p.m. Most of those receiving diplomas this Saturday will do so as a result of the IWU adult education programs. Marion native and former Marion police officer Alex Husky will be the keynote speaker at both events. And the Indiana Hoosiers are ranked among the top 25 for the first time since the 2007-2008 season. IU is also 9-0 for the first time since the 1989-90 season, with IU's win against number 1 Kentucky on Saturday. Their undefeated record and now rankings in the top 25. A bit of Hoosier hysteria is taking over Bloomington and the entire state. IU faces Notre Dame at Conseco Fieldhouse Saturday. From the WBAT Newsroom, I'm Layla Price. 1400 WBAT forecast for tonight, rain likely with a low of 37. Wednesday, breezy and mild with rain likely, a high near 50. Wednesday night, windy and not as cold with rain likely, a low of 47. Thursday, mostly cloudy, windy and mild with a chance of rain, a high of 55 degrees. And Friday, sunny and colder with a high of 37. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
This is Don Rumsfeld, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Virgil Caine is the name, and I served on the Danville train. Till so much cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. By May the 10th, Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well. Tonight,
all right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Boy, a very interesting look a little earlier. All right, before we go any further here, I think that's the correct term. Freightco, a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana. They are growing and they want you. That's right, Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus a competitive FSC, and that's on all dispatches. Drivers average 2,500 miles a week, and they spend their weekends at home. Freightco offers consistent lanes, with many being drop and hook. So if you want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call. Hurry up, he's going home in a few. 866-397-2581. Or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. If you can't remember that, just remember GarySnyderShow.com. Our poll question, which we got up yesterday, so it's been up for just a little over 24 hours. Over 200 votes so far. Who plays the class warfare card better, Republicans, Democrats, or both? Vote. You can only vote once. It'll only let you vote once, so keep that in mind. All right, this time, as always, we're joined by co-host Tom Marquis. Tom, say hi.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we're also joined by, I would call it Indiana's most influential, largest political blog, Brian Howie of HowiePolitics.com. Brian, welcome.
Gary, you're too kind. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
Excellent.
Well, Brian, we've had a few things happen since you missed last week. Let's start with the resignation of Dan Parker as a Democrat, the Democratic chairman here in Indiana. And you're reporting that Joe Donnelly and John Gregg, the presumed gubernatorial and Senate nominee, are supporting a man by the name of Tim Jeffers. Tell us a little bit about that.
Tim Jeffers, you might remember he ran for Secretary of State back in 1994, and that was kind of an interesting campaign because Tim's major campaign focus was to abolish the office. He felt that Secretary of State, Treasurer, and Auditor probably should be, you know, gubernatorial cabinet positions appointed by the governor. The buck stops with the governor, just like a president has a cabinet. And of course, he lost to Sue Ann Gilroy. He has served under Governors Bayh and O'Bannon. He has been a chief of staff to John Gregg when he was Speaker of the House. He's worked with former Congressman Lee Hamilton, and he's an Iraq war veteran. He went and served in the Iraq War and worked on the staff of General David Petraeus. He has been working with Jim Schellinger, the gubernatorial candidate in 2008, on the staff of CSO Architects. So Tim has been around for a long time. He's a great guy. I still am putting my money on Tim being the next chair. There's been some blowback. There's been some other names that have popped up. Evansville Mayor Jonathan Weinsapel, Sarah Rorden, the party's legal counsel, Andy Miller from the Bose Associates Public Affairs group, but when you've got your gubernatorial nominee and your U.S. Senate nominee coalescing around one candidate, that's probably the guy who's going to get it. And I suspect that John Gregg is working the phones with a lot of the Central Committee members who are going to meet on Saturday, and I'd be surprised if it wasn't Tim Jeffers on Saturday. But we'll see.
Tom?
Well, let's say that it is Tim Jeffers. I mean, I make no bones about my political persuasion. So, you know, any time that I see the Democrats struggle to for some leadership, I'm happy. But nonetheless, my question is, really, I think over the last few years, the Indiana Democratic Party has really seen a downward slope and it has had a hard time keeping people elected, getting people elected, except for maybe in select areas, perhaps the Evansville mayorship. Obviously, they weren't able to do much with the House and the Senate. What does he have in plan to get highly qualified candidates that can run against a very strong, developing GOP force in the state of Indiana?
Well, there's no question that in the Daniels era, the Republican Party has reached almost unprecedented heights, and the fact that they've been able to control the congressional and legislative redistricting, you know, I'm looking at there's 10 open seats in the Indiana House, for example, and the Republicans already control 60 of the seats. It's not a real stretch to see the Indiana Republican Party getting to that 67 threshold, so that you would have a supermajority in the Indiana Senate, which they already have, and in the House. And we're seeing an emasculation of the Democratic Party here in this state. And the reason I think that's happening is that they don't have many good ideas. When B. Patrick Bauer is your spokesman, your key idea guy, and you don't have the talent like Bart Peterson and Lee Hamilton and Tim Romer. Tim Romer, by the way, is saying that he may come back at some point and run for something, not in the near future. But if that, when you lack that kind of talent and those kind of ideas, this is what happens to a political party. They reach the pits, and that's where they're at. Now, John Gregg is going to have to articulate, a path for Indiana Democrats, and I think they're also hoping that Republicans overreach on the right to work and some of the other labor stuff, but we'll have to see. I think it's a tall order right now, but they're really facing near extinction at this point.
Now, we had Jim Wallace on earlier this week, late last week, and talked with him. Very articulate, knows what he wants to do if elected. Does he really stand a chance against a political powerhouse like Mike Pence?
Conventional wisdom says no, but having said that, the guy has some personal wealth. He told me that that he can put about $2 million into his campaign advertising between now and the primary. Of course, Mike Pence will be able to do that also. But Wallace also told me he has access personally to about $10 million, and he's going to point out the record of Congressman Pence. You're going to hear Congressman Pence a lot from both Jim Wallace and then John Gregg, because if you look at just about all the public opinion polls, when it comes to the approval rating of Congress, it is like at historic lows. And Gallup had a survey last week, I believe, that had 75% saying that they would be willing to replace their own member of Congress. So Congress is about as unpopular as they've ever been. They're more unpopular than journalists and used car dealers and scrap metal guys.
And radio talk show hosts.
So, and Wallace has an interesting economic development plan. He's got some good ideas. He's going to have some money behind him. And if, Mike Pence doesn't run a top of the line campaign, who knows? Like right now in the primary, Mike Pence is a heavy favorite. I'll just have to say that. And the other thing that could help Wallace is if you have that presidential primary, And the Republican nomination is not solved, and we have a Republican primary next May, like the Obama-Clinton primary 4 years ago. That's going to bring a lot of Democrats and independents into the Republican primary, and that's going to be good news for people like Dick Lugar and Jim Wallace. Okay, Pence has got, you know, the right of center, the homeschoolers, the right to life people, evangelical vote. It's about, you know, 25-30% of the Republican Party. What Mike is going to have to do is to try to reach out and attract a more moderate and independent voter, and I think that that's going to be interesting to see how he goes about doing that.
Now, Brian, obviously, whoever gets the chairmanship is going to have their hands full. Especially, well, let's face it. Obviously, Mike Pence is trying to keep his congressional seat and run for governor at the same time. One would presume that I won't say it's going to be an easy path for Mike Pence, but it's almost a foregone conclusion that Mike Pence will be the next governor of the state of Indiana in a lot of talking circles. So, which means obviously that seat is going to become vacant. Obviously, they're going to have to replace that in the upcoming election. And obviously, another huge problem for the Democratic Party has always been that battleground of the 8th district. What does the new person in charge, the new chief of the Democratic Party, have to do to address those two very serious issues in the state of Indiana?
Well, one thing Dan Parker was able to do was to try to coalesce around. He's got an uncontested gubernatorial nominee in John Gregg, and they've got Joe Donnelly, the congressman from the South Bend area, slated for the U.S. Senate race. The 8th Congressional Democrats this past week coalesced around Dave Crooks, a former legislator from Washington, Indiana. So they've got... they're not going to have to spend a lot of money on the primaries, and that's why if you're a Democrat, you're not going to have a lot to vote on in this coming primary election. And that's why, you know, if you get into a dogfight with, say, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, and the nomination isn't settled, you're going to see a lot of Democrats and independents that are going to end up voting in the Republican presidential primary and then in these other races. Don't think that that's going to. I'm not sure if the presidential race is going to get there. We'll know a lot more by the end of January. But if so, I mean, there were a lot of Republicans that voted in the Clinton Obama primary in 2008, and so that's kind of a wild card there. Yes, if I was a betting man, sometimes I am. Matter of fact, I used to have an annual bet with Mike Pence on election days. You know, certainly, yeah, that would be the safe bet.
Let me ask you this. Are you betting $10,000?
No, never bet $10,000. But I have to tell you, as 2008 was very unpredictable, remember Hillary Clinton was the front runner who had the nomination clinched. I suspect that 2012 is going to be a real crazy, unpredictable year, and the events that are going to determine who's going to win in a lot of the key races, I don't think have happened yet. And so, conventional wisdom, you know, keep it in mind. But I'm not surprised if we're going to see it thrown out the window here.
You know, looking at your site, I see Mark Souder writing. He is not a big fan of Newt Gingrich. You know, I played a clip here from Chris Matthews, saying that part of the Republican Party is making a deal with the devil just to bloody up Barack Obama, whether they can win or not, in choosing Newt Gingrich. You see a lot of Republicans, both that had served with Newt, and since Newt has left Congress, coming out against him, if not vocally, at least behind the scenes. You know, is Newt Gingrich the guy? And if not, boy, you know, I see how we don't have a decent primary here in Indiana.
Yeah, first of all, Mark Souder's been writing a column for me for the past, I don't know, 6-7 months, and I think he's a great addition. He's whether you agree with him or not on you know, his congressman or not, he's got a very astute political mind, and obviously was part of the Gingrich Revolution, you know, came in with the class of 94 and got to see Newt, you know, behind the scenes and in a lot of the caucuses and that kind of thing. Well, I think one of the stories he tells is that Gingrich got up for the class of 94 and said something along the lines of, it all comes down to three things, and he named two of them, and then he went off on a tangent and ended up talking about 100 different topics. Newt Gingrich is full of ideas, but I think he's almost a moderate in a time when you know, Republicans as a party are getting more and more conservative. There's so many areas that Newt Gingrich just kind of goes against the grain of where the vast majority of the party seems to be going. You know, they talk about the sanctity of marriage. Here he's been married three times. He divorced his first wife when she was in cancer treatment. When he was impeaching President Clinton for the Monica Lewinsky affair, he was having an affair. I mean, you know, that's just kind of amazing stuff to think he's where he's at. I thought him calling out the Paul Ryan entitlement reform as right-wing social engineering kind of was an amazing event, and he took a lot of flack for that, and yet here he is. He's you know, he may be reaching for the Republican presidential nomination, and I suspect that President Obama's people are just gleeful about that. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. You know, conventional wisdom, I mean, 6 months ago, Tom and Gary, were either one of you guys talking about Newt Gingrich being the Republican presidential nominee?
I was saying he has no chance, but he's doing well in the debates.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Newt doesn't have much of an organization. I mean, he's like Herman Cain. He likes to get up there and talk. And we could, you know, Cain, I almost thought that was performance art as opposed to a real presidential campaign. But yeah, he's, you know, it's just, it's amazing. Again, throw conventional wisdom out. I think it's just going to be topsy-turvy in the next 6 months or so.
Brian, I guess I want to go back to the State House and the upcoming General Assembly. And I know we talk about this every time we get together, but, you know, I was reading an article the other day out of the South Bend Tribune, and it reminded me of how Mitch Daniels basically stepped in on this right to work issue and said, you know, it really advised Republicans to ease off the gas a little bit, and, you know, saying things like, just because you have the power to do something doesn't mean that you do that. Obviously, this is a huge, huge battleground, decisive mark in the state, very, very dividing, depending on what part of the state that you live in, what you do on right to work. How much influence and how much power do you think that Mitch Daniels will have over Brian Bosma when pushing this right to work thing through?
Well, I'm of the mind that Brian Bosma and David Long, you know, first of all, they've been getting pressure from their own membership to pursue right to work. And they've been pretty loyal lieutenants to Governor Daniels for the last, you know, 6-7 years now. And they really kind of asserted their independence when they named right to work as the number one issue before the governor had signaled his intent. And so I think they were kind of telling the governor, we're going to go this route. We hope you join us. Break out some John Lennon music here. and like to have your endorsement. Well, we're going to go ahead and do this. Now, for your listeners, the key day coming up here is this Friday. The governor's going to outline his legislative agenda before the Kiwanis Club in downtown Indianapolis, and then he's sitting down with groups of reporters and writers. I'm going to be sitting with him about 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon, and we'll go over it. So we're going to know a lot more about where the governor's going to be at this Friday. I think he's going to make a final push for local government reform, and if you saw my column last week, you know where I stand on that. And I'd be stunned if he didn't lie behind the right to work legislation. Thinks that there's some of the criminal justice sentencing reform that he wants to see done. And there's not going to be that much time. We got the Super Bowl right in the middle of this legislative session. And my fear is that the right to work debate is going to suck the oxygen away from everything else. And, of course, this is Governor Daniels' last legislative session. So we're really in the twilight of the Daniels governorship right now.
All right, Brian, we got to wrap things up here. Is there anything you wanted to cover that we didn't ask you?
Well, I had an exclusive interview with Bob Thomas. Of course, he ran against Mark Sauter in 2010, lost in the primary, but he's looks like he's about 90% on the way to announcing he's going to get in the Senate race and take on Dick Lugar and Richard Murdoch. So,
boy, the Lugar people have to be happy about that one.
Yeah, but he also brings a big wallet, big checkbook, and I have to remind people that the last real contested Republican Senate race happened in 1998. Paul Helmke won it with 34% of the vote. John Price had, I think, 33%, and Peter Rustoven 31%. So there's a number of ways you can cut the pie. Let's put it that way. So it's going to be the U.S. Senate race is going to be very interesting next spring.
Can't wait for that. All right, where can people find your work? Twitter, Facebook, websites, all that good stuff, Brian.
HowiePolitics.com, and it's HOWEY, HowiePolitics.com. Appreciate you stopping by and seeing what Mark Sauter and I and Chris Sauter, Morton Marcus, Jack Caldwell, got a lot of different voices on there, so check it out.
Hey, I go there every day, type in my name in the search engine just to make sure.
Okay. Hey, guys, have a great week.
You too, Brian.
Take care.
All right, Brian Howie of Howie Politics. If you have not had an opportunity to visit his site, you need to do so. Barry Bunker Chevrolet is your hometown Chevy and used car dealership. Whether you're looking for that new Chevy or that perfect used vehicle, Barry Bunker Chevrolet has the car truck you're looking for at the price no one will beat. With their amazing inventory and deals to move that inventory, Barry Bunker Chevrolet is your one stop for Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area for that new Chevy or used vehicle. Now let's talk service. Keeping your GM vehicle running at its best shouldn't be complicated, and there shouldn't be any guesswork involved. Let Barry Bunker Chevrolet certified service technicians make maintenance simple for you. They are your one-stop shop for maintenance and service needs. So here's what you need to do. Give Barry a call, 866-466-1956. You can visit them at barrybunker.com or just head on over their dealership at 1307 North Wabash Avenue. And of course, I should not have to say this because you all should know it by now. But here it goes anyway. The name that is on the door is always on the showroom floor, Barry Bunker Chevrolet. Want to thank our guest that hour, Brian Howie of HowiePolitics.com. Coming up, James Lynch, writer for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.